The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Patrick Mahomes just got a whole lot more friends. That is for sure. Dinner on Mahomes pretty much forever, inking a 10-year deal. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take. I am Molly Karam Rose. I'm crewed up as usual. Stephen A. Smith, Marcus Spears, and Max Kellerman will be with me in just a second. Let me give you guys the details on this mega deal right now. So per Adam Schefter, the extension for the Super Bowl MVP is worth $450 million and could be worth up to $503 million if certain incentives are met. Now, of course, this isn't like the NBA where it's guaranteed. It includes a $140 million injury guarantee and a no-trade clause, sources said. The deal will keep him in Kansas City through the 2021 season. He still had 2 years remaining on his current contract. Now, it is the richest valued contract in American professional sports, passing the 12-year, $426 million deal Mike Trout inked with the Angels last year. But again, not all guaranteed. King James showing some love. Congrats, bro. Let me borrow $5. You can see that right there. Marcus, I'm going to start with you on this one here. What could this Mahomes deal do for Dak, who signed a franchise tag tender with the Cowboys in late June?
Nothing at all, Molly. Dak is going to have a contract that is very lucrative, and he's going to get paid handsomely. But I've been, like, drilling the fact that this is a different type of situation. This is based on what we've seen Pat Mahomes do, this is a once-in-a-generational type quarterback. So they create their own market. There's this whole mirage that, you know, it's going to affect everybody and Deshaun and Lamar and Dak. And let me continue to say that this does not mean Lamar and Deshaun and Dak won't get eye-popping contracts. That's not what that means. But when we look at this league, Patrick Mahomes will be the face of it. Also, Patrick Mahomes is going to be a wise investment for the Kansas City Chiefs based off what television ratings are when he's playing, but also winning, which is a big part of it. AFC championship the year previous and now a Super Bowl champion and an MVP in his young career. So they're forecasting everything about Patrick Mahomes based on what he's already proven. This is a Patrick Mahomes market. This is the climate that was set by Patrick Mahomes. We've talked about it for almost a year now. When Patrick Mahomes' deal is up, or when they decide to negotiate, back up the Brinks truck and let him decide how much he wants to take out of it. And look, I'm not about the fluff money, so I'm glad you went over the contract. $141-some-odd million is what he's going to put in the bank, regardless of whatever happens. But potentially, $500 million for a quarterback in the NFL. And for all intents and purposes, Patrick Mahomes is going to play this contract out based on his age and what we've seen him do. And we think that he's going to continue to have this amount of success. It's magnificent that he got it, but this is about Patrick Mahomes, not Dak, not Lamar, not Deshaun. They will have their own markets as well. I just don't think they'll be $500 million like Kansas City invested in Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, let's stay with that. And Stephen A., I'll redirect it to you because obviously it's generational wealth here. Stephen, do you think Mahomes deserves this type of money, this mega deal?
He deserves every penny of it. He deserves every penny of it, not just because of his greatness, not just because of the fact that he's 24-7 as a starter. He's got 76 touchdowns and 18 interceptions in his 2 years in the National Football League, which is just insane. That's a better than 4-1 TD to interception ratio. He's also a Super Bowl champion. And so when you take that into consideration along with his youth, and you're projecting moving forward the kind of money he will generate for the franchise, that's the beauty of this deal. It's not just about his greatness on the field. It's also his marketability. what kind of money he brings in to the franchise. Religiously, we've been having conversations over the years, and we've been talking about the brand that is the National Football League, how just a few people get marketed to be the face of the sport, but essentially the NFL has been incredibly successful in marketing its sport into being an event, to the point where pastors evolve their sermons around game time starts and things of that nature, that football has become a religion in North America. We've spoken about this, and we've spoken about the brand and the shield that is the NFL. What Patrick Mahomes just did for the NFL, it showed the power that individual marketing can do no matter where you are. And the fact that the NFL recognizes, a team within the NFL has recognized the value of that particular player to this degree is going to speak volumes, because now individual football players are going to go about the business of being adroit at measuring their level of marketability and what they can bring to the table. Of course, they got to go out on the field to perform. Of course, they got to win like a Super Bowl champion, et cetera, et cetera. But in the end, if you can also attach that to marketability as an individual, as opposed to you just being associated with the brand, that can go a long way towards getting you an exorbitant amount of money, and you don't have to get $500 million in order to complete that. If it was 400, if it was 300 million, it would still be an awful lot of money, generational dollars. And that's what I think that Patrick Mahomes has opened up potentially for a lot of players down the line in the National Football League.
Let me be a myth buster here. Number one, I'll answer the question directly. Patrick Mahomes deserved much more than he got. Now let me bust some myths. Number one, it's a $500 million contract. No, it's not. It's a $140 million contract. That's what's guaranteed no matter what, come hell or high water, $140 million. Now, Bill Barnwell has a great article on ESPN.com, which he frequently does, analyzing and breaking it down. And he's likely to make a lot of that money. Maybe more even if they restructure the deal at some point. But what we know for sure, no matter what, it's $140 million. Now, number one, in a hard cap league, understand, guys, but Marcus, Stephen A., he didn't do anything for the players just now. There's nothing, not a single penny more is going to players than going to owners before this deal was signed. Same exact money. The only thing is some players are going to get less because Patrick Mahomes got more. It's capped what the players can make. Now, Mahomes is such a good dude and such a team player, and also from a selfish point of view, I'm sure wants to win lots of Super Bowls, that he did not sign the kind of deal that hamstrings the team going forward. He signed the kind of deal that will allow the team to be very competitive around him, and because of his greatness, likely win more Super Bowls. Why? He did not tie this to a percentage of the cap. So when the cap rises, it's not like right now he's like 16% of the cap, which is the record, but by like 1% more than the 15% that Andrew Luck got, or the 14 something that Russell Wilson has. Mahomes is should shatter the record. He didn't. He remade the quarterback market by a modest amount, and he did that because he wanted something that works for everyone. It certainly works for the Kansas City Chiefs. It certainly works for Patrick Mahomes. He will get to be a very wealthy man from this, and will likely win more Super Bowls precisely because the system is working the way the owners want it to. If a player cares about that sort of thing, he will cap what he is going to get. He will self-regulate. Mahomes could have held out for more likely. Like, what was the previous high in the guarantee? Well over $100 million. So he didn't get $200 million guaranteed. He got $140. And as for the rest of it, not tying it to the team cap means that it's essentially team-friendly, likely, unless he becomes a totally diminished player, in which case at some point the team's going to have to eat a lot of dead cap money in order to get rid of him. Unless something like that happens, and why would that happen to Mahomes? This is a team-friendly deal, so he absolutely deserved it and more, but this is actually a case where I think good for him. He signed the kind of deal that sets the market for quarterbacks. Remember, it's all coming from other players, not coming from the owners extra. He reset the market for quarterbacks, got paid the most, which he deserves, but also didn't reach to the point where they can't put a Super Bowl contender around him every year. He deserved it.
All right. We'll leave it there on that note. Well, Marcus will be with us a little bit.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Marcus. The delay was a little long. I thought you were done there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that explanation of money, Max. Basically, what we talked about of 141 being guaranteed. I think the thing to focus on with this contract is the fact that most of the time, quarterbacks play these things out longer past the guaranteed money. If we were talking about another position, that would be a different conversation. Pat Mahomes will very well take home more than $200, $250 million. Now, whether it's guaranteed off day one or not, no, and barring no injury, but based on this contract, he'll take home at least half of $500 million, which is still more. I mean, Eli ended his career earnings with $252, but Pat Mahomes will take home more than that.
Yeah, he'd probably take home over half a billion if he stays healthy.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, our most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings awaits you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. I'm Molly Karam, and I hope you have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening to the pod. Earlier yesterday, President Trump weighed in on Bubba Wallace in NASCAR. In the afternoon, he directed his ire towards the NFL and MLB, tweeting, quote, "They name teams out of strength, not weakness. But now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names in order to be politically correct. Indians, like Elizabeth Warren, must be very angry right now." Max, I'll start with you. What do you make of President Trump's tweet?
It's an election year, and he's playing to his base very clearly. First of all, Bubba Wallace was on this show and others saying it's great that that noose was not in response to his activity, to his behavior. So it's a straw man that Trump is creating here, as though Bubba Wallace never said that. He did. It is also observed by many, including us here on this show, that it is an awful coincidence that one noose was found, and it was clearly a noose as a garage pull, and Wallace happened to be in that garage, right? Like, that is coincidental, but maybe it is just a fantastic, meaning a huge, not a good one, coincidence. That's one. Two, about the name changes. Marginalized people are now demanding, at this awkward time for everyone, right? Because the normal was never good for marginalized groups compared to white people. But because of COVID, this pandemic, and the disastrous state of our country the last several years, for the first time, in order to get back to normal, even white people are understanding, oh, wait a minute, normal has to be okay for everyone. So why do I bring this up now, and why did this happen now? The census projected in 2012, I think it was, that there would be more non-white babies born in this country, guys, for the first time, then white babies, meaning, you know, kids under 1 year old. White people will go from a majority to a plurality. And this was seen for decades. It was seen coming. And there, and in terms of the culture wars, it was going to be a significant moment in American history. Like, what is going to happen culturally? What happened was the anxiety of white people used that as a rallying point, and subsequent, you know, after 8 years of an African-American president, who was also European-American, by the way, there were these revanchists, as I keep bringing up, meaning you want to take back politically what you've lost, impulses. And they rallied around Trump, and you could just look at the numbers, I'm not making this up, voted as a monolith, as a group, white people did, for Trump. And so he knows who he's talking to. He's talking to his base that has a lot of anxiety about things changing, about the fact that white people as a whole in the not too distant future will be a plurality and not a majority, meaning there are more of them than any one group, but there's more of everyone else together than there are of them in the United States of America. Everyone knew this moment was coming. This is partly what, maybe largely what the last election is, was about. That may be partly or largely what this election is about. Trump is aware of at least part of this, at least intuitively, and he is simply playing to his base in an election year. That is what this means.
Let me tell you what this means. It means that President Trump has validated who he is. He's slick. He's shrewd. He's incredibly narcissistic. And by the way, when you're president of the United States, or at least if you're planning on running again for the presidency of the United States, which he obviously is, that's not necessarily a bad thing, nor insulting, depending on who you ask when you're trying to win elections. And so as a result of that, it comes down to not him, but the voters throughout the United States of America to decide what is it that they want for as their president of the United States of America. At some point in time, we've got to get down to brass tacks when it comes to these kind of things. When he brings up the situation with the Redskins and the Indians, he knows that it alienates a lot of people, but he also knows that it galvanizes a lot of people. The people who it galvanizes, at the very least, can be labeled as insensitive, because if you have Native Americans in this nation that are saying it is a racial slur, it is highly offensive, and something needs to be done about it. If you have sponsors and co-owners with Daniel Snyder who co-signed that kind of thinking. If you have a manager like the Cleveland Indians, Terry Francona, who's a World Series champion, by the way, with his days with the Boston Red Sox, and this man says the name needs to be changed, then you obviously understand that there's a right side and there's a wrong side here. And the president in his position and those that support his thinking clearly appear to be on the wrong side. But he doesn't even appear to care. So why does that happen? And why is that the case? Can we wake up and just recognize, and I'm not talking to you, Max, I'm not talking to you, Molly, I'm just speaking generically to the American public. Let's understand something here. We bring up elections, for example. Do people not realize that if Hillary Clinton wasn't running for the presidency in 2016, that it's entirely likely that Donald Trump would have ran as a Democrat? This man didn't walk around conducting himself like a quote-unquote conservative in years leading up to the election. There's a difference. There's three categories. There's amoral, there's moral, there's amoral, and then there's immoral. And the immoral individual is the hardest person to deal with in some people's eyes, not to sit up there and castigate or excoriate anybody in any way, but that immoral person is the one that comes into play, because you're looking at them and you're saying, excuse me, what are their principles? You're wondering what they are. If they move like with the wind, then all of a sudden it's hard to talk to that person. It's hard to have a conversation with that person. It's hard to negotiate with that person, or whatever the case may be, because you don't know what the hell they want, because it literally changes with the wind. When we look at Donald Trump here, think about it. When he brought up Kaepernick and all of that stuff, what was going on in our nation at that particular moment in time when the kneeling issue became such a huge, huge issue in this nation's history? There were elections going on, the midterms and things of that nature. There were other things that were going on that obviously he wanted to cater to his base. So he hijacked the issue and turned it into an issue of patriotism and the flag, when it was clearly never ever about that. We fast forward to now. What is he doing? An election is coming up. The pandemic is going on. The economy, which to his credit was roaring, there is no doubt about that. Even though it was trending in the right direction under the Obama administration, Trump took it and he elevated that from an economic perspective, most folks would say. And then as a result, we don't get to talk about that because we have the global pandemic going on here. So now you get to this particular issue and he's talking about this. And what does this set the stage for? In the event that we get close to the season and Daniel Snyder and the Redskins decide that they want to change their name, he could politicize that if he wants to his advantage, because that might help him win, in at least in his eyes. It's all a game. It's true. So instead of people sitting there looking at him, engaging in name calling, calling him out his name and calling him everything but the child of God and lamenting the state of affairs, how about folks coming together and coming up with a plan to beat him? Not smear, not go off, not name call, not engage in petulance or whatever. Be better. Beat him. Come up with a plan for that, because he's clearly planning. Are you planning to beat him? I'm speaking generically, of course. That's really what this comes down to.
First of all, I just need to say for the record, Stephen A., because you brought it up, the myth about doing well with the economy was in shambles in 2008. By 2016, yes, it was healthy and improving, and it had improved steadily throughout those 8 years. And then any time you do enormous deficit spending in a good economy, you will overheat the economies. In the short term, it will look good, and that's what happened. But moving on from that, Trump, even implicit in the tweet, is that he believes the FBI findings, when they investigated the noose in the garage with Bubba Wallace. Now, Bubba Wallace accepted the FBI findings. He never didn't. And I mentioned that. So that's a straw man Trump's creating. But now let's focus on the fact that now Trump conveniently believes in FBI findings. Because when the FBI found that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help him and hurt Hillary Clinton, he called the FBI investigators, and I quote, human scum. So sometimes when it's convenient for him, like a politician, he accepts it, and other times he rejects it. And why do I bring up the Russian interference? Because disinformation, which means not just misinformation, it's bad, but it's bad with a purpose, is meant not only to rally his base, Stephen A., but also to dampen enthusiasm among opponents. And that's what a lot of his strategy has been, to divide, to rally his base, to hope for that support, a kind of buoyancy there, and also to demoralize the opposition. And all of this reflects an enormous deficit in the polls at the moment for him.
Well, you can say that, and my retort to that would be something very, very simple and plain. A, his supporters don't believe that. B, polls are wrong all the time. And C, it still doesn't negate the need that the opposing side has on its shoulders to go about the business of beating him. See, everybody talking about playing. Listen, we can talk about a lot of things, and I'm not going to get into politics. But in the end, what it comes down to, you better have a plan to beat him, because certainly he has a plan to beat the other side. And I'm not going by these polls at all, because polls are wrong all the time.
He and Vladimir Putin both.
All right, let's leave it on that note. I just want to mention that Daniel Snyder
cites with Bubba Wallace.
All right, guys, let me get this in here and wrap this up. Daniel Snyder donated $1.1 million to Trump committees in the past, so we'll leave it on that note. We'll see if he ultimately has to change the name. I think he's feeling the pressure, even if the president doesn't agree.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C.
Tennessee, Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When you talk about Pat Mahomes, you're talking about somebody that is one of the best players, arguably like LeBron James, like Tom Brady. And when you're speaking about dynasties, I think it's possibly his time to, you know, win 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 Super Bowls. He got that killer instinct. If you want to talk about LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Tom Brady, all the greats, you can just – I walk in the huddle and look in the guy's eyes, and you don't see no flinch. And he says something to you like, what does this man talk about? And next play, we go freaking score a touchdown. And we can be down 2 touchdowns like we were in the Super Bowl. And he says, hey, we about to go score on this play. And then we go score on that very play. So that's the guy that I put my trust in, man. I'm out on the field flying, running around, do whatever I need to do to go out there and make the plays that I need to make for him.
You see Sammy Watkins smiling. That was him on Get Up. All right, Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes got paid 10 years up. Worth up to $503 million with incentives. It includes $140 million injury guarantee and a no-trade clause. That, according to Adam Schefter, the deal will keep Mahomes in Kansas City through the 2031 season. He still had 2 years remaining on his current contract. It is the richest valued contract in American professional sports, passing Mike Trout. King James, showing love. I mentioned this earlier. Now you can see it. Congrats, bro. Let me borrow $5. All right, Marcus Spears. Back here with us, Stephen A. I touched on this with Marcus a bit earlier, but what could this Mahomes deal do potentially for Dak, who signed the tender with the Cowboys when he really wanted that long-term security?
Well, I think it could be it could do two things, and this is where I disagree with Sawagu. On one hand, I definitely think it could elevate his stock just a touch. Only from the standpoint that the market has clearly been elevated. You got to remember, we're talking about the National Football League here. Hard salary cap and all, just like Max religiously points out. But on many, many occasions, when you hear players lamenting about the state of affairs that exist in the NFL, they talk about the money that's allocated to certain positions and how there's but so much money to go around. And so it gives the impression the money isn't there. And what Kansas City is saying to you is, hell yeah, it's there for the right player or what have you. So I think that it could help elevate in that regard. But it's really, to me, along these lines. Patrick Mahomes signs a 10-year deal. If you're Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, or you're any other team for that matter who wants its quarterback, what's wrong in committing to 5 years? Because remember, Dak was hell-bent on 4, according to our very own Adam Schefter. The real issue wasn't necessarily about dollars and cents. It was about the amount of years committed to the team. So when Patrick Mahomes turns around and commits to 10 years, Jerry Jones can then turn around and say, okay, why can't you give me 5? There should be nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And that would be the argument that would be made. So I think in those regards, that's how it would influence Dak Prescott. But I definitely think that Dak Prescott is going to get his money. It's just a matter of whether or not he's going to commit to those 5 years. And I think in light of the 10 years that Patrick Mahomes just gave the Chiefs, no matter how much Dak Prescott tries to argue, ultimately, I think he'd commit to 5 years before walking away from a deal just because it didn't end in 4 like he wanted it to.
I don't think this actually affects Dak Prescott, I'm just, the truth, because in the end, you're going to point to the guarantee. You're going to say, look, yeah, he got $140 million guaranteed. You ain't Patrick Mahomes, Dak. You want to put yourself in the Jared Goff, Carson Wentz category? Fine, but we're kind of offering you in that, not kind of, we're offering you that ballpark type of deal. Like, Patrick Mahomes didn't shatter the market. Even Molly describing it as the richest contract. That is accurate out of, you know, without context, which, of course, you gave the context. Not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Mike Trout's money's guaranteed. It's a way bigger contract, guaranteed. So there's 140 guaranteed here, but with dead cap issues, if they were to cut him at a certain point, all that stuff, it really is much more likely to be well over $200 million. Dak was already offered
it's
a contract
31%
in line
of his contract,
with the,
Max. It's 31%
right.
of his contract that's actually guaranteed.
31%.
The smallest percentage among all contracts, 25 million plus. So when we're actually talking, the guaranteed is pretty weak. So you are correct.
Yeah, right. Right. Now, he's also not tying it to the percentage of the team's cap going forward, which
helps the team. Like, Dak is doing a version of what Tom Brady did. Not exactly, but like, I'm going to get paid, and I want a team around me, too. He's smart. I meant Patrick Mahomes. But Mahomes' money is going to be more or less in line. Like, the deal he's being offered now is more or less the deal he's going to wind up signing. I don't think this really affects him.
Yeah, I'm with Max. And Max, to what you were talking about when we had the discussion about the guaranteed money, we just explained it different. I call it fluff money. And outside of that 141, like you've been talking about. Now, a lot of this money that Pat Mahomes is making is tied up in roster bonuses, which is when you actually, that date hits in March or whenever the new year league starts and you're on that roster, that's when you get that bonus money. That's why I went back to talking about Eli Manning actually being the highest grossing player in the history of the NFL with $252 million in money that he actually got in checks. Patrick Mahomes will supersede that. So it's a level of excitement that you can have as far as Patrick Mahomes being the highest paid player. But I'm with Stephen A., and I'm with you as well, Max, with Dak. This does not affect that. Listen, I want to go to even another side of this situation. Why haven't the Dallas Cowboys signed Dak Prescott? When we get to football, right? Obviously, we know Patrick Mahomes is going to be the face of the league. We talk about marketability, which I could argue that Dak's marketability will be just as magnificent if he's having success with the Dallas Cowboys in terms of what he can bring to that franchise and how much visibility he'll have anyway because of the added value of playing for the Cowboys. When you look at these particular situations and these deals and what we see Patrick Mahomes gets, this is based off the fact that Pat Mahomes is being looked at and viewed as potentially the best quarterback to ever play the game. That is how we're talking about Patrick Mahomes. So when it comes to other players and it comes to Deshaun and Lamar with their excitability, how good they are, the success that they potentially can have, we're talking in terms of Patrick Mahomes already having a level of success that quarterbacks play 15, 20 years don't experience when we start talking about the view of a career. So this contract to me has nothing to do with Dak Prescott. We can talk about the $141 million guarantee, but I would prefer us talk about the next 4 to 5 years of how much money that actually is on this deal for Patrick Mahomes. You could advise signing a 10-year deal, but basically go ahead, Max.
What it reminds me of, Mahomes, because he didn't have to hit free agency, he didn't have to change teams, which doesn't happen in the NFL anyway, but he had years left. It reminds me of Derek Jeter back in the day, signed a 10-year, $189 million deal well before free agency, the kind of deal that never works out, but it worked out then because he was where he wanted to be, he was winning championships, he was a great player, and Jeter, as great as he was, wasn't the Patrick Mahomes of football in terms of the level he's playing at. So Mahomes in a cap league, Stephen A., Marcus, I think calculated, I don't want to break the bank. You know, I want a winning team around me, and I also don't want to have to think about where I'm headed or negotiations. And so sign this deal, making him the highest paid, making him very wealthy, but able to have a championship-caliber team around him over the next decade. It's one of those win-win propositions. But Dak is not in his category.
Nobody's saying.
All right, we will leave it there on that note. Mahomes polled as the most popular athlete under 30 years old.